Chapter 43. Fort Hill led me to a small, cluttered office I was sure was his own. He pointed me at the phone and then shut the door, giving me privacy before I could ask him for it. I sat down on the edge of his desk, got the notebook I kept my contact information in from my duster pocket, and called up the wardens. I did a password and countersign routine with a young-sounding woman who answered the phone, after which she asked, in accented English, "What is the nature of your call?" "A report," I said. "I've got a young woman here who's broken one of the laws."
"You've captured a warlock?"
the woman asked. "She turned herself in. Full cooperation. There are extenuating circumstances around it. I want her to have a hearing."
"A hearing?"
the young woman said. I heard paper rustling.
"Warden, I'm sorry, but I don't think we do hearings anymore."
"Sure we do," I said. "We just haven't had one for 10 or 12 years. Pass word to command and tell them we'll use the same location, sundown tomorrow. I'm tasking Warden Ramirez with security."
"I don't know,"
the woman hedged. She sounded young and uncertain. Our recent losses to the Red Court had created openings for a lot of young wizards, and they had inherited a hellishly dangerous responsibility from the Fallen.
"I'm not sure if this is appropriate."
"This is how we're doing it," I told her. "All you have to do is get word to Morgan and Lucio. Tell them what I said. Understand?"
"Yes, sir," she said. She sounded almost grateful. "I'll pass word up the line."
"Thank you," I said, and hung up. I took a deep breath. Word was on its way to the wardens, and now I was committed. There was a knock, and then Fort Hill opened the door.
"Finished?"
"Yeah," I said. "Thanks."
"Of course. Is there anything else I might do?"
I shook my head.
"You've done more than enough already."
He smiled a little.
"Arguable," he said. "Though, may I ask you something?"
I nodded.
"The young man," he said, "Nelson, is he truly pursued?"
I shook my head.
"I don't think so. No reason for him to be.
Molly worked a spell on him that forced him to feel fear of drug use." He frowned.
"And you think it brought on a sense of paranoia?"
"She didn't know how badly her own feelings for him would disrupt the spell. She didn't mean to do it, but she laid a world of hurt on the boy." I shook my head.
"Paranoia, nightmares, phobias.
And he's feeling the physical withdrawal from the drugs to boot. He could be permanently damaged."
"Poor lad," Fort Hill said. "I don't know how to begin helping him, Father," I said.
I paused for a moment and then said,
"He's an orphan."
Fort Hill smiled and took off his spectacles. He polished them with a handkerchief.
"You may not know where to begin to help."
"I do. Don't worry, Dresden. The boy won't be left alone."
"Thank you," I said.
"I don't do it for you," he said, "but for the boy. And from obedience to our Lord. But you're welcome."